You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
How many weeks in November and December did we say, just be normal?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to lose a game because you were outplayed and you didn't do something crazy at the end. You know, just be normal. And it was not normal.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
We'll go first to Dan Wiederer. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Wiederer.
Get your track shoes on.
On 670 The Score.
Do you think the Pope has listened to Take the North?
Did we get an answer on that yet, by the way? Has Pope Leo listened to the Take the North podcast? This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We are going to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we talk to Dan Wiederer. He is Mark Grody's Take the North podcast partner. He is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And Dan, I was the pregame call to you guys' podcast because you recorded so late. So Mark Grody and I had a nice airing of grievances about the Bears game before he got to you.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm only answering questions today from Grody in angry Larrabee voice. So that is a parameter of call here.
Explosive plays, one after another.
Also, we had a texter earlier, Dan, request that Mark Grody order a 10-piece nugget from McDonald's in Wayne Larrabee voice.
Supersize it!
Kevin Fishman and I were making our way back from Sheboygan this morning. I think I hit the rumble strips a couple times listening to that impression and laughing pretty hard on that.
I appreciate
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan! Oh my God!
So what did you two chat about on this Take the North podcast?
Marshall sounds like he's out on the bit. We're gonna have to.
I know.
Him,
no, you're good. I was letting y'all cook. Dan, I'm gonna make it really easy for you because I think that Layla's asking great, but like, what was the theme of the podcast? And Dan, I think you kind of took the lead with it yesterday. That like it's bad, but it's not horrible.
Yeah, I think there are different forms of dejection. And I think over the years, we've experienced that form of dejection where the Bears go play the Packers and they get embarrassed and then they get pointed at and laughed at. And this is a different form of dejection where you're like, man, we let a golden opportunity slip past us and it hurts, right? And it stings. But this team is still in position to reach the postseason. This team's got a big response week coming up with a Cleveland team that they should and can beat if they prepare the right way. And I think you know, Mark, as we talked about last night, I think there's a value for this team, independent of the final result, of playing in those games like they played in yesterday. A big stage, a high-stakes game, high-level game that comes down to the final play. And you just gain experience collectively of what that's like and what the margin for error is inside of those games. And I think the Bears learned a tough lesson yesterday on how some of the mistakes that they've gotten away with against lesser opponents come back and bite you in a game against a for real opponent like Green Bay is.
Was it more of a reality check or a humility check when you look back now that you've had, you know, a night to think about what happened yesterday?
Yeah, reality check for me, because look, all of the celebration last week about the Bears vaulting to the top of the conference was necessary to contextualize with the idea of how close they were to being outside the playoff picture frame, right? And so when you lose a football game in that fashion yesterday and you go from 1 in the conference to 7 in the conference based on the results of a couple plays down the stretch of a game, it gives you a firm reality check of what you're doing right now and what is at stake every time you go out for a possession, offense, defense, special teams. And so that, I think, is going to be driven home today. I thought Ben's message after the game that 9 wins is not going to get him into the playoffs. They have 9 wins now. There's clearly more work to be done so that we're not just talking about a 9-8 season or a 10-7 season. You got to go out and earn your way into the postseason. And so that reality check, I think, came to life last night.
We were all talking about, obviously, that the final play where Caleb Williams is intercepted in the end zone by Keyshawn Nixon, sudden death. The game is over with 22 seconds left. Dan, I know we talked about it on the podcast, but have you given that final play any more thought? What are you discerning from what should have happened and did not happen with Caleb Williams and his receivers on the final play of the game, for the Bears anyway?
Yeah, I've given it a lot more thought, and I would imagine that Ben and Caleb have sat down today and watched it and gone over it. They had not watched it and gone over it together or even solo when we talked to them in the postgame press conferences last night. And so I'm very curious to hear Ben's day after take on how he saw that play unfold and kind of what his diagnosis and recommendations would be there. In my opinion, Caleb's got an opportunity there to hit Cole Kmet for a touchdown if he's just a little bit quicker, seeing it a little bit quicker, getting the football out, and then throws a football that's a little bit easier for a big tight end to catch against a cornerback against whom he has a legitimate size advantage. And I think it was just a little bit late. I think it floated a little bit long and it didn't get to the depth that it needed to put yourself in position to make the play. And so look, like if they score there, and Ben Johnson said on the postgame radio interview that he was likely going to go for 2 there, you're staring down the barrel of a season-changing victory with just a little more precision and a little more exactitude of those details. And I think Caleb will probably see that, probably kick himself a little bit, and then just understand that this is what it is like on the next tier of NFL football. The Bears have gotten out of the basement. They've gotten to the firm ground on the middle tier, and now you're trying to go one level up, and this is what it's like on that next level up.
Our segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency? During the holidays, there might be one. Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUMB-911. That's always how it is. It's always like somebody's over for Thanksgiving.
It's the way you looked at me like, I'm going to have a problem when I get home during the holidays.
That's no, I just was laughing. No,
I like the way she said it with optimism, too. There might be one.
Oh, no, because that's always how it is. It's always like people having people over, and then the next, the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I was thinking about. But point being, it's sponsored by Plumbers 911. I did like, Dan, how you as a media core yesterday were using dramatic irony to your advantage, where the audience knows something that one of the members of the cast does not. And so I noticed that DJ Moore was asked, like, I could tell you guys were trying to see if DJ Moore was going to be mentioned as being possibly an open read on that play, and that was not mentioned.
Yeah, and look, like I think if we asked Ben today about where DJ is in that, it's probably the fourth option for Caleb on that play after Swift, Cole, and running the football. It there's a lot of things happening very quickly with a lot. It seems like the ability to see that and then throw across your body back across the middle of the field is a last resort, in my opinion. We'll see if Ben offers anything different in his assessment today, but I didn't see that as a real miss there at all.
Dan? Go ahead, Marshall. Jinx.
No, but Dan, seriously, I'm looking at the Caleb element of this at the end of the game, but I keep going back to the beginning of the game for him. Mm-hmm. And even though he's not where, of course, everyone would like him to be, he's still making fantastic plays. I think a much bigger issue for this team as far as Caleb's development, I think that's taken a back seat now to the explosive plays, because that's one of those things you just cannot have. You will. That's how you could lose to the Browns, is giving up explosive plays, for instance.
Well, I think we can have both discussions at once, because I don't think you can ever minimize quarterback inconsistency.
Okay.
And that, you know, that's the escalator to the next level of football, is having a quarterback that can be consistent and play at a high level, so you're not trying to overcome a first half where you had 23 net passing yards. That was a brutal first half offensively. To the Bears' credit, they obviously got it corrected in the second half and thought they played great offensively in the second half. Three possessions that ended in scoring drives, and then obviously the last one where you're inside the red zone and you turn it over. But to your point, Marshall, you're going to kick yourself defensively when you get in that film room and you see the way some of these explosive plays happened. I think obviously the most costly was the run that they let out of the gates on third and short there, when they had it defended. They had it read right and they had it defended properly, and they just didn't make a play. That's a killer, because if you hold Green Bay to a field goal there, that last drive takes on an entire different dynamic, and you can play that last series to your advantage in a lot of different ways. And so that had to be stopped. And then it was just really unfortunate that Green Bay timed up a perfect play call against an all-out blitz on the slant to Christian Watson. And as we've talked about with Caleb, Jordan Love gave Christian Watson a runner's ball, right? He put it out in front of him. He caught it on the run. And then good luck C.J. Gardner-Johnson keeping up with a receiver who's got long legs and a lot of speed, you know, and you were just doomed at that point.
Yeah, I think the only play that I would be able to comp to that in Caleb's favor, there was a play to Olamide Zaccheaus earlier this year where it's not a screen, it's a forward pass. He gets it and blitzes towards the end zone. But, Dan, the secondary in general for the Bears, I mean, Jalen Johnson, we all agree, didn't quite look right in the game. Obviously left early. Kyler Gordon, you were there for the pregame, had his warm-up beforehand. It didn't work. I mean, I'm at the point where, especially with Kyler Gordon, I'm just going to assume he's not going to be healthy this year, that maybe he will play in the next game, but it will be a threat that he would be out in the following game. It just feels like that type of year, almost like a lost year for Kyler Gordon. I know I'm being very cynical right now, but what are your thoughts on Kyler Gordon?
No, you're living in reality there, Grody. And Ben Johnson was asked a question about Kyler Gordon like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I think it was in essence trying to compare his energy to what C.J. Gardner-Johnson brought when he got here. And Ben was like, well, shoot, I haven't had a whole lot of time with Kyler. And he's not wrong. There hasn't been a lot of time on the grass with Kyler Gordon in any way, shape, or form. What's troubling here is he's been sidelined three different times with injuries. One of them came on a day before the game walkthrough in week one. Yesterday, it happens in pregame warmups. It's not like he's out there, you know, on the battlefield on game day and coming up and getting hurt. And you're like, oh, man, that's just unfortunate. Like, these are injuries that are happening in odd settings. And it's really, really bothersome, particularly for a player you just rewarded in the spring with a pretty big payday. I would have to imagine that Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen are having their patience tested with waiting around to see what they have in Kyler Gordon. And that's a problem. That's a big, big problem here for the Bears as they go forward. Was there a second part to that? Because I got on the soapbox there with the Kyler Gordon durability question.
I guess Jalen Johnson, and maybe your thoughts on TJ Edwards as well, as we're talking about the key injury guys for the Bears on defense.
You know, first glance, TJ seemed to come through okay. And you know, again, like with Jalen, we're all sort of very surprised at how rapidly he came back.
Yeah.
The second part of that is can he stay strong down the stretch of a season that's going to ask a lot of him physically? And I guess we'll get those answers as we go through this week and see how he responded to this second sequence of game action and whether they feel like they're getting 100% Jalen when he's out there.
Well, and that's one of my issues, Dan, is I'd rather people just get healthy than be not their best on the field. And I don't want to say a shell of themselves, and I don't want to say they have to be 100%. But at least like 80, when you consider this secondary's replacement level's been pretty high. Like I don't want to see that performance that we just saw where everybody on the field, the whole defense looked a step slow.
Well, and in Jalen's Case, don't forget that he missed all of training camp, that he missed a good chunk of the offseason program. And so, you know, this is a new defense that Dennis Allen put in. And when you've lacked the reps of kind of understanding where you're supposed to be, that can make you a half step behind because you're thinking instead of reacting, you know. And that's probably part of this as well, as a player that in some instances is new to what he's being asked to do and has to kind of find the rhythm and flow of, oh, that's what this call is. Oh, that's where I'm supposed to be. You know, there's a big test here for the Bears. They've got four games left and three of them are going to come against really good competition. And again, you don't have the margin for error, and every single mistake you make will be glaring, right? It'll be under the magnifying glass, and it can result in what happened yesterday, which is an oh so close loss, right? And it's the Bears' first loss since October 26th. So it's been a while since they've had this feeling, but you've got to lean into this feeling and understand why you're having the feeling, because there's a lot more to achieve within this season.
This segment with Dan Wiederer, sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great, as is the Bears' comeback, we hope, from a disappointing loss in Green Bay, as we discussed that with Mr. Wiederer. You can also catch him on the Take the North podcast, which I listen to on my walk into work at 1.5 times speed and got all of the cogent points.
Nice. So, does Dan Wiederer sound drunk at 1.5 times
speed? No, okay. You guys both just sound like fast talkers.
How does Wayne Larrivee sound at 1.5 speed?
I'll go faster than anybody.
All righty then. Dan, speed aside, the lack of the pass rush, it's been a concern all season. It continues to be a concern. And knowing that Jordan Love, you're going to see again, knowing that outside of Shedeur Sanders, who had a nice game last week, you've got professional veteran quarterbacks who know how to get rid of the ball in time. How much of a concern, if we're looking at all the concerns, is this one going to be week after week?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a concern all year that you just haven't been able to generate enough consistent disruption on opposing quarterbacks. Grody, you know, we talked last week about the topic of finding Love, right? Which was finding Jordan Love, because the Bears hadn't done it successfully at any time during Jordan Love's career in the league. They rarely touch him in games against the Packers. I think they have seven quarterback hits on him his entire time playing in the league. And so you've got to find ways to disrupt that quarterback. He's really good at getting it out. He's really good at seeing the field. And he made him pay a few instances yesterday, particularly when the Bears sent, you know, zero blitzes at him, and they had answers dialed up, and they hit those answers, and they absolutely killed the Bears with those. And so, obviously you're going to have a young, inexperienced quarterback on Sunday at Soldier Field, and you would hope that Dennis Allen's good enough to put together a game plan that accounts for some of those deficiencies, and you can go capitalize on that. But again, like, this is the Bears have earned the right to play these games down the stretch of the season with a lot on the line. Now you've just got to go pass those final exams every week that you take them, and it's not an easy thing to do.
I was just looking at Mark patiently, wondering if there was any more Wayne Larrivee
in
him.
No, my voice is starting to hurt. And plus, I think I'm disturbing Marshall, too. I think it's
not disturbing. I'm with it.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Larrivee, classic voice. My one and only season with the Big Ten Network is one of the play-by-play guys.
Well, I will just say I just had one of the most delicious pieces of cake, and it is
tres leches.
It is so good.
That's three
milks. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I could just hear Dan thinking, like, he's laughing, thinking about what you said earlier.
Well, he and Fishy were driving home from Sheboygan today, right? That was what was going down.
It's the way
little stop
Sheboygan.
In Mequon for breakfast, and then we got to hear you.
He
do
helped,
all that groveling.
He helped me out, and maybe it was you that told Kevin to text me that I got the penalty wrong on the Austin Booker.
He did that on his own. I said, you do not correct Mark Grody when he's on the air, or you will be admonished. So Kev did that on his own.
I do it all the time. I don't see what the problem is.
Also, he's right. It was Austin Booker. We're just out here slandering.
Absolutely.
Daniel Hardy.
Yeah,
for no
I think I think for the record, I think they did say on TV it was Daniel Hardy, but shame on me to just trust the TV.
I don't know, because I wrote down Booker.
It was probably AI, Mark.
All right, I've got no excuses left.
I screwed up, all right?
Oh, you know what? It's because I wrote it down off of the I double check with the ESPN play-by-play components, so that's how I cheat.
I will say this too, and I know this is very meaningful to Weedsy. The credit goes out to Matt Spiegel's brother-in-law, Moises Almodovar. I might be messing that up, but it's so good, Spiegel brother-in-law. Oh my God, it's so good.
Now he's just flaunting it in front of you, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan doesn't
I'm
eat
that. Hungry at the moment. Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen your meals out there at Hallis Hall. You're like eating seeds and stuff out there and grapes and things like that. That's how you stay.
Oh,
so
he wants
slim.
To live.
Yeah, he wants to live, and the guy looks good. So
he wants to take down his number of trips to the doctor every year, no matter how old he gets. I can see. I admire you for that, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this: the pregame yesterday at Lambeau Field, I came back to the table with three plates, and John Greenberg's like, "What are you doing here?" That was some pulled pork, some carrot cake. We did have a salad on the side there. It was an inordinate amount of food for pregame of a 325 game, and so sometimes it gets out of hand.
Go like get him, Dan.
Yeah, man, eat up. It was like we had a lovely Thanksgiving meal last year, didn't we, Dan? In Detroit, but before the debacle, it was like a table of 10 of us, just all having you, me, John's, Cronin. I think Cassie was at the
irony
table.
Is you all were going to throw up after watching the first half of football.
Seriously.
Well, wait a second, Marshall. The thing that was most memorable about that meal on Thanksgiving of 2024 was there was a guy at our table, stranger, that actually, I think he did throw up at the table.
What?
And Grody and I are like, what is happening here? This is like really hard to just block out of your mind as you're sitting at a press box table trying to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal.
Sounds honestly, like he went a little too hard for Thanksgiving.
No, I think he did.
Up at the table?
I knew, like, I was watching him, like, just sort of deteriorate. Like, he started turning colors, and he's eating, and then, like some spit started coming. I'm like, what's going on with this guy, Weedsy? And I was like, okay, from what, like, it clearly this gentleman had been out the night before. I still don't know who he was.
Was he a reporter? Quickly. No, remember, like, so, like, the fear when you've got a stranger at a table in the press box and you're talking about the team you cover, you're like, is this a mole? Is this somebody that the team has just planted here to listen in on our meal conversations?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, this guy is not a mole. He's just very, very sick.
It'd be pretty good information.
Go in a bad direction.
Like, a table of reporters all from different entities talking about the Bears is a something. Yeah. Like, the stuff that we're throwing back and forth, like, he probably could have gotten some intel.
See? Now we're giving them too many ideas.
Yeah, you're right.
We're doomed when we go out to San Francisco. I got a question for you guys really quick, though. Like, I've been trying to get a gauge on how people are reacting to yesterday. And my sense is, like, you can't have this massive uh-oh feeling just after the first loss in 6 weeks. But it feels like there's a little bit of the uh-oh feeling creeping in from the masses. And I'm just trying to kind of, I guess, decipher it.
I don't think so. I think what we've seen is that they're happy that the halftime adjustments have been made. Like, that seems to be a big groundswell, but a Twitter's not an accurate representation of fans anymore, just because of it's the same few people doing replies on different accounts, and there's still only a certain portion. So I don't know. Callers have been all over the place, but callers are typically. So
we did just have a call say, what would happen if the Bears lose to Cleveland? And really wanting to know our answer, as if, and he's right, like,
it's
if the Bears
topic.
Are lose to the Browns, that is catastrophe. Like, that's sports catastrophe, honestly.
No question. You know the old John Fox saying that it's either crisis or carnival, and that would be a full-blown crisis, right, where the tilt-a-whirl has, like, five or six loose screws, and you're worried that thing's going to fly off the track and hit a spectator.
Can you do me a favor and stop quoting John Fox? Because he did it on the podcast last night. That's it. I'm putting an end. Layla tries to end our 2018 talk. I am ending your John Fox talk right now, Weeder.
Oh, no, I'm going back to the 2018 talk.
Oh,
we're
good.
Coming up on like the 8-year anniversary of the Gidget the Monkey conversation from the press room, so I'll never turn that around. I mean,
don't
like,
you
I remember,
back down?
Yeah, like, you guys can find that audio. I know you have it somewhere.
Oh, we got the audio.
When,
we do.
When Patrick Finley asked John Fox what Gidget the Monkey ate, and Fox said, "Well, I'm not going to give you her whole diet, but grapes, shade grapes."
That's the thing
moment.
He picked to talk about.
It's the funniest thing you'll
grapes?
Ever hear. It's
oh my god! Okay,
he's even a whole diet.
Didn't he die catastrophically too? What did he left in a closet or something?
No, it was like tied to the hitch of the trailer.
Oh,
and
god.
I think maybe got sunstroke or something. And
what?
It was a very, very bad ending for Gidget the Monkey.
Oh god,
this is horrible. Gidget. All right, well, while we sort that out, Mark, thank you for your Gidget the Monkey details, and Dan, thank you for adding that very colorful anniversary to our calendar.
important week here for the Bears. We'll see how they respond. They've been good all year. So
bye, Dan.
We'll see what they do.
Bye, see you, buddy. Take the North.
Thanks,
you
Dan.
You can hear more of that from Weeder at any time. We got a podcast up and running right now if you want to check it out later.
Yep. You should. And then in addition, we are going to talk about some of the play calling. And we mentioned DJ Moore. Well, what happened? Where was he in the game plan yesterday? So let's discuss that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2. On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
A little flip inside. Look out! Oh, what a play that was by Brooks! Carl Brooks saw the trickery, blew up DJ Moore.
Yeah, poor DJ Moore. DJ Moore, I was worried if he was okay after that play. That courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And man, what's going on here? DJ Moore was only targeted 3 times. I haven't said this all show. The Bears could not get a screen game going. They tried to get one with DJ Moore. That got blown up as well. Yeah, then they used him out of the backfield. But poor DJ. I thought in a game where Roma Dunze wasn't going to be available, we would at least see more targets. And instead, we saw him have the same amount as Olamide Zaccheaus.
When you say it like that, it puts it in perspective because Olamide Zaccheaus was the guy early on in the season that looked like he might be more of just a guy that was helping to fill out the back end of the roster. Then he's prominently featured early on. And to look up and see the 3 targets, it's not just that he only had 3 targets. Over the last 4 games, he's had 2 games in which he was only targeted 3 times. And remember this, last year, he didn't have a game with fewer than 4 targets. He didn't have that. So it makes you wonder what is going on with this specific connection. And I think a lot of times we say, well, there's so many options, it shouldn't be an issue. But with Roma Dunze out, I was shocked to see DJ Moore not utilized more.
I wonder if he was a decoy, because this has happened before, even in DJ Moore's tenure with the Bears, to where, and I think, I wish I could think specifically, but I remember him talking about in one game last year being a decoy. Now, I don't know if that's what it was, although they were moving him all over the line. Luther Burden, on the other end of this, and I'm with you guys, like it's unacceptable to have one catch for negative 4 yards and just the three targets, but Luther Burden, four catches for 67 yards, and every play that he made
first down
was pretty big. Yes, the 27 yarder on the final drive to Luther Burden off play action, the third quarter, an 18 yard just absolute dart thrown by Caleb Williams. I don't know if you guys remember, like, right at this very moment, but there was a 3rd and 3 catch in the second quarter, just a little flip from Caleb Williams, and it was Luther Burden to whom he threw. And then that 3rd and 8 quick hitter where he throws it to Burden right at the line of scrimmage, and Burden takes it. It's a third down play, and he takes it to the sticks for the first down on that play. So it seemed like purposeful that they were really trying to feature. It was a Luther Burden game, and it wasn't a DJ Moore game, and I don't know if that was by design, but I do wonder.
Well, here's the issue, is I loved the Luther Burden portion of the program.
Yeah.
I think we have all enjoyed watching him develop and flourish. There wasn't a lot of development that needed to happen. It's been mostly flourishing when he's been able to do his job. It's that nobody had a game in the first half. And that I think with part of the Bears, Ben Johnson, as we know, loves a good screen game. Loves a jailbreak screen, loves a good simple screen, we saw jet sweep being used. I think that's also kind of a same vein of the screen game, because the two tend to go together in a way. You call them similarly, whatever. Point being, they don't have a screen game right now that's consistent. So because of that, I think like a lot of the things you would normally see DJ Moore do, like a wide receiver screen, for example, these are things that get taken out of the playbook if they're not executing them well. You had a whole half where everybody could have eaten, but unfortunately we didn't see that. You know, we just talked about Caleb Williams' bad numbers at the half. The Bears' offense is bad numbers at the half. They couldn't get anything going. So I think that functions into part of this. But overall, this is what happens. You know, you've got all these people on your team, you want to have opportunities, and he was the odd man out, but it's happened to a pattern.
So Burden leads the team with the 6 targets, right? And then Colston Loveland is 2nd with 5th. And then DeAndre Swift is 3rd with 4. Cole Kmet has 3. Zacchaeus has 3. And then it's Devin Duvernay. It's Durham Smythe. And
Smythe.
Yeah, they each have a catch. And so do Kyle Manungai and DJ Moore. And it just goes to show you that the lack of passing game, 32 yards passing at the half, the lack of passing game really affects the ability to get all the players involved that you wanted. And it wasn't like DJ Moore wasn't targeted early. He was targeted very early in this game. They go to him, sail the ball over his head, and that kind of sets the tone for what maybe the Caleb Williams to DJ Moore relationship is going to be like on the day.
There was a game, too, just a few games ago where Rome had 0 catch. I'm talking about Roma Dunze.
Oh, 0 catches.
0 catches. Remember, like, that was when the Bears put out the thing on their website or on Twitter or whatever, wherever it was, of all the blocking that Roma Dunze did in that game.
Because we're all like,
what happened? So I bring that up as an example of sometimes this happens. And I don't know if it's a criticism of Ben Johnson's offense or if it's just the flow of the game. But this is like you had a game where Roma Dunze had nothing, and this is a game where DJ Moore essentially had nothing.
Well, and that's it to me, is a lot of what we're seeing is predicated on how they're being utilized. And if you can't establish a good screen game, you can't establish a good wide receiver screen. And it's like you said, if he's airmailing DJ, we don't know if that's – I tend to think at this point in DJ Moore's career – DJ Moore knows how to run routes. Like, we've seen that, you know, so I don't know. They're not going to say whose fault it is on that individual play. And Ben Johnson has appropriately called out the receivers and routes too. But it just seems like, yeah, if he goes to it once, then you're not seeing it happen on a regular basis the rest of the time. But then again, I'm not trying to weaponize the guy, but we've seen failed pass attempts to Olamide Zacchaeus, and he'll go back to him. So I don't necessarily know that that's the thing either.
No, I don't think Caleb is... Would that be petty? If
no,
Caleb is petty
no.
like that, I don't think so.
I think it's
so.
Just like, if you know something isn't working, you just are afraid to go back to it. Like, Caleb is a situational person when it comes to decision making. He knows what's going to run more of a risk than doesn't. I think that's one of the things he you can clearly see his decision making process.
Good point too, but on Twitch, they're paying DJ $24.5 million through 2029. They might want to get him the ball or a new home, which might be difficult as he is not producing. And another some what's up, Twitchers? You guys are great. Another Twitcher talking about why is Durham Smythe getting targets over DJ Moore? I thought about DJ Moore when I read that. He had to even be like, Smythe? What?
I think some interesting points brought up by some texters here because, you know, you look at what the thought process was without Roma Dunze in there. It was screaming for a DJ Moore type of game and impact. It just didn't work out. Again, because the offense itself was not effective in the first half, that put them in a position where people just weren't going to get as many touches as you would in a normal game. I mean, he didn't throw for 200 yards. He didn't throw for 200 yards. And he had some spectacular throws.
186.
But if you don't throw for 200 yards, there's not enough ball to go around. There just isn't.
Jordan Love, 234, three TDs and a pick. Didn't even give Love's numbers yet.
But
today,
also,
but
there's only certain plays. There's certain pass plays that you can run based off of play action and certain pass plays that you run that are not play action oriented too. And that's where, again, different receivers will catch different balls because of it. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And we also want to remind you that next Friday, people have asked about this. Well, I'll tell you what nobody's talking about, the Brat Stop. We're doing it now. We're doing it on the 19th, next Friday. Join The Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. Our show will broadcast there live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We are joined by special guests and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the show's gear up for part two of Chicago against Green Bay. That is Friday, December 19th, next Friday, 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It is all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru. It was a fun show last year. I can't wait to do it again. Coming up next, you know what time it is.
I'm a little hungry right now. Do you have anything that can quench that or satiate?
Maybe an appetizer.
Hunger?
Wait, should I do it Ben Johnson style? I know you guys are hungry for more meatballs.
Yeah!
Punch a ceiling.
More meatballs.
Wayne Larrivee as Mark Grody is Wayne Larrivee. The meatball machine is next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
It is that time. Meatball time. Hey Tyler, hey Ray, how many meatballs do we have?
We got a whopping 15. This happened more so after the game, but a lot of mixed feelings, I would say, as far as not as disappointed Bears fans as I thought there would be.
I'm so sick of this, watching this game with all of this good talent on defense. What is Dennis Allen doing? What?
Yeah, I just witnessed Darnell Wright block nobody on a play. That gives you a great idea how the first half is going.
It's halftime. Defense is playing their asses off. Caleb looks like a rookie playing his first game. He's so in over his head. He's been exposed. This Bears team's been exposed. This is not a playoff team. This is going to get ugly.
Checking in early just to say I hate those mother fudging Packers. They drive me up a wall. I'm so sick and tired of them. I hope we just stuff it in their face yet.
Okay, the way we all collectively recoiled when he said a word that started with F. Oh,
and it was
my
fudge.
God.
Mother fudging.
I was about to lose it. The previous caller was, that seems extreme.
Which
you know,
part?
That's very meatball.
About not being a playoff team?
Yeah, and then the Caleb Williams talk, and that
they're
just seems like a lot.
They're the seventh seed, Layla.
Well, yeah, the NFC has a lot of parity, as
oh,
we
I know.
Green Bay has a whole-ass tie.
It's a fine line.
That tie with the Cowboys looks even weirder after yesterday's game, by the way.
I hate ties.
What's the point?
Right.
And then the tie becomes the tiebreaker.
We just got to do more math at the end of the season.
No, you have to do less math because there's no tiebreaker involved because there's a tie.
Oh.
The tie is the tiebreaker.
Yes. You don't have to worry
make
about
it make
head-to-head
sense.
And all that stuff.
Stupid.
I love ties.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't?
You just said you didn't.
Yeah, but then he said the math is easier. So that's why I said I love ties.
It's fine.
I hate it all. Meatball?
Come on, defense. I've never asked for you for do anything. I'm so scared.
Yo, yo. This your man, Glenn Lockhart in Rockford, Illinois. 8 minutes left in this game. Haven't said this in a while. Are the Bears just like the 90s Bulls? We will put the pressure on you in the first half, but after that second half comes out, we kick your ass. Let's see. 8 minutes left. Go Bears!
What were you thinking? Get the first down, Ben! Holy cow, I can't believe it! What in the world were you thinking? You get the first down there! This isn't brain surgery, you dumbass!
Well, that sucked. Didn't we run that play against the Eagles to beat them? Of course the Packers are going to practice that. I just don't even know anymore.
Damn, damn, damn! And my Florence voice. That's all right, Joe. That's all right. Hey, hell of a game. Hell of a game. I was just waiting for us to get in that end zone and then go for the extra point, that two-point conversion. But that's okay. I am not mad. I am not. I feel a lot better than I was at the beginning of that first half, at the end of that first half. So with all that being said, it's still bear down on mine. Still the Packers, and we'll see they bitch asses again in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
bear
okay.
Down.
Bitch asses.
Hi, Rick from Valparaiso. I've been doing a little bit of thinking, and I do not use the word little lightly. This bear game was nothing to write home about. Unless you wanted to write home to inform your family that this bear game was nothing to write home about. The bend but don't break concept is simply wonderful as long as you don't confuse it with the bend but then break concept, which has never ever seemed to work in the NFL. I'm frustrated. We needed a horse on that last play of the game. Not whatever in the... That frickin' was. Happy holidays, everybody.
This loss hurts. This loss sucks. But we're still 9-4. The Bears.
I'm doing the walk of shame. Back to my house. Hanging out with my Packers fan neighbor. And he was nervous. Oh, I fell. But we had a good time. I just fell in the snow.
I can talk about how the defense looked. I can talk about how they, for some reason, just abandoned the run game for the first half. I could talk about those things that I think cost them this game against Green Bay of all teams. But Caleb Williams, you have got to play better in the first half, dude. I mean, that second half, that's it. That's what you need to do. And you need to do that all the time, man. Where the that guy? I swear to God, that missed throw to Luther Burden, I yelled out loud, do you need to go back to college? Like, I know it's your first year in this offense, and I know you had a terrible coach last year, but I need you to get with it, dude. These 186-yard games, throw for more yards, please. I left an earlier message where I was basically yelling at Caleb Williams, and while I am a little frustrated with him, I have to overall look at this picture and say, even though they did lose this game, I wasn't afraid of Green Bay going into this, and I'm happy that the Bears proved me right in the second half, because the way they stormed back and controlled the line of scrimmage and ran the ball with authority and made Micah Parsons and his teammates all gassed and tired and just controlled things, and they were gonna win that game if not for that breakdown on defense where they let Josh Jacobs run away on third and one. This team has proven that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody, and considering that was on the road, it's gonna be real hard for Green Bay to come into Chicago and win that game. I don't think the Bears are gonna be like the Commanders next season. I don't think there's gonna be a huge drop-off. I think they're here. I think they're for real. I think they're gonna be here to stay. Bear down. Let's go get these next time.
Heartbroken and just bleh, is my initial feeling from this. But honestly, in hindsight, I feel like this was Caleb's breakout game. The second half of that game, man, like, that's a great defense. And he had them on a string. It's what Spiegs, it's what everybody talks about. Can the quarterback have them on a string? And Caleb had them on a string in that second half. I know what the stats say. I know what the first half looked like. Trust me, I know. But the reality is, that's the breakout game, because he found his off-platform throws. He competed against a great defense, almost brought us back. And trying to win the game or tie the game with a touchdown throwing a pick, aggressive mistake I can't hate. Caleb's the man.
The guy who censored himself with the harmonica.
For the
Rick,
win. For the win.
Who also said it's not a game you write home about unless you're writing home to your family to tell them a game it wasn't about to not write home about. I laughed at all of the jokes. All of them.
Finally, a good place for the harmonica.
I love the use of harmonica as a way to bleep out the words. That's nice. I did have to go back and look at Caleb Williams' numbers after that. One of the final meatballers was talking about the second half breakout game. And I guess technically, I mean, he did throw for 154 yards in the second half and looked way better. But you still got to have the consistency, and he didn't make the play at the end of the game. So I hope that's not his breakout game. I hope there's better games to come.
Yeah, has to be.
To our Twitch friend who called in twice, good for you. I'm glad that you went through the whole scope of emotions with us on the meatball machine. Anybody check on the guy who fell? When he said walk of shame, I was not thinking leaving his Packers friend's house, by the way.
I like the dude that compared the Bears to the 90s Bulls, because they start slow and they just explode. Starting slow for the Bulls was giving the ball to Bill Cartwright in the paint and him scoring baskets, by the way. And that ain't slow.
No.
Bears.
Bears.
Bulls.
Spiegel and Holmes Bulls. Next.
They're here.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your Secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.